Unveiling the main sequence of galaxies at $ZGEQ5 with the James Webb Space Telescope, Predictions from Simulations, by Jordan C.J. De Silva et al. We use two independent, cosmological galaxy formation simulations, flares, a hydrodynamical simulation, and SHARC, a semi-analytic model, to explore how well the James Webb Space Telescope (JWST) will be able to uncover the existence and parameters of the star-forming main sequence (SFS) at Z equals 510, i.e. shape, scatter, normalization. Using two independent simulations allows us to isolate predictions, e.g. stellar mass, star formation rate, SFR, luminosity functions that are robust to or highly dependent on the implementation of the physics of galaxy formation. Both simulations predict JWST to be able to observe every intrinsically bright galaxy up to Z approximately 10 down to stellar masses of approximately equals 10 to the power of 8.3 msun and SFRs of approximately equals 1 msun year 1 in modest integration times. JWST will therefore be able to accurately constrain the parameters of the SFS given current proposed survey areas, e.g. the Webb Cosmos 0.7 Deg squared. Although both simulations predict qualitatively similar distributions of stellar mass and SFR, there are important quantitative differences, such as the abundance of massive, star-forming galaxies with flares predicting a higher abundance than SHARC, the early onset of quenching as a result of black hole growth in flares at Z approximately equals 8, not seen in SHARC until much lower redshifts, and the effect of chemical enrichment upon the observed light from galaxies with flares predicting much less dust attenuation compared to SHARC that we attribute to SHARC's quick metal enrichment. JWST observations will allow us to distinguish between these models, leading to a significant improvement upon our understanding of the formation of the very first galaxies. This was Unveiling the Main Sequence of Galaxies at $ZGEQ5 with the James Webb Space Telescope, Predictions from Simulations, by Jordan C.J. De Silva et al.